This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. It was 10 years ago on February 2nd that a woman walking her dog on Albuquerque's West Mesa found a bone that turned out to be human. Eventually, the bones of 11 people were discovered there, two teen girls and nine women. Family members and advocates gathered this weekend at the site to remember those who were killed and to call for compassion for people living and working on Albuquerque streets. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports.
Angelica Garcia was 4 years old when her mom went missing. Years later, her remains were identified when the mass grave was unearthed on the West Mesa. Gina Michelle Valdez was pregnant when she died. Over the last decade growing up, Garcia's visited the site a lot, hopping the fence.
You know, as a teenager, this was my spot, to tell you the truth. I would always make my friends come over here and we'd just park on the side of the road and I'd get out and cry. They would never understand why. Yeah, this has been my spot.
Yeah. This has been your spot to come be with your mom, remember your mom?
Yeah. I'm just glad it's going to be more than just dirt now.
A decade in, the city is finally turning this stretch of desert into the West Mesa Memorial Park.
Not having my mom was hard.
Grandparents took care of Garcia, yeah. And these days, she and her mother-in-law are close.
I'm a mother of two now myself, so I'm just going to raise my girls to be the best women that they can be and to be strong and to not let anybody push them aside and to always know that they could be whatever they want to be. My oldest wants to be a doctor, so yeah, and her name's Michelle.
After your mom.
Yeah.
Curanderas offered a ceremony and song, calling to the four directions and saying the names of all the women who were murdered and then buried here.
In memory of Gina Michelle Valdez.
They also called the names of women who are still missing from the same time period. Some say there are six, others more like eight or nine. Curandera Denise Griego de Angel says the city has long overlooked people who need help the most, people experiencing homelessness or who are coping with addiction and trauma.
This is a cause that's been very close to my heart for many years. I once lived on the streets myself and went through a lot of the same things that these women must have gone through, you know, but for the grace of God, there go I, so...
In Albuquerque, she says, political stars rise and fall, and everyone wants to leave their mark, but crimes against vulnerable folks continue.
The best legacy would be to end this sort of mentality that these women or people on the streets deserve what they get. They don't deserve any of that. They just deserve to exist and be happy and healthy.
Cynthia Vigil co-founded Street Safe, the organization that helped put together this commemoration after news of the West Mesa murders broke.
It just devastated me because I knew a lot of the women from being on the streets.
Ever since, Street Safe has taken information from people on the streets about men who've attacked them and what cars they drive. It's called the Bad Guy List, and it's distributed every week.
It was kind of my healing process to heal from being kidnapped in my past.
In 1999, Vigil was held for 3 days by another man who was later convicted of torturing women out at Elephant Butte. She escaped his trailer, and it led to his arrest. He died a couple years later. Vigil says she knew when it came to stopping these crimes, just keeping track of women who'd lost touch with their families would help.
I don't know when my family would have realized I was missing. I'm just glad that we're able to keep track of the girls, and if someone's missing, we do report it to the police, and we do find the family and make sure that they're safe.
Police said the women whose remains were buried here may have been targeted because they did sex work. Street Safe worked with the Albuquerque Police Department over these years, Vigil says, so they wouldn't just write it off when people are reported missing.
My main thing was to get that to change, and it has changed.
The killer or killers who buried people on the Mesa have never been found, but three detectives are still working on it, according to a spokesperson for APD. The case is open, and the investigation is ongoing. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. It's no secret that sex workers everywhere often don't trust law enforcement And don't ask police for help after incidents of violence. Officers around the U.S. are themselves arrested for trafficking, raping, and abusing people on the street. Here in New Mexico, those stories pop up too. And people who do this kind of work say there's a feeling that it's either not safe or that police won't respond well if they report they've been attacked or assaulted. As KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports, that can mean serial offenders go unchecked.
Plastic tubs of donated clothes sit out in the sun next to a long-closed grocery store on East Central in Albuquerque. People cross the big parking lot from all directions to dig through them. Pairs of shoes are lined up. This is weekly outreach for a local nonprofit called Street Safe. Volunteers offer snacks, water, toiletries, condoms, sometimes little makeup kits that someone donated, or a bus pass. Lena, who doesn't want to use her real name for safety reasons, spots a volunteer with a new box of clothes.
I don't want to blow you up, but I want to go see what she's putting out real quick.
Yeah, go. This gathering has happened every Friday afternoon for the last decade. Two women started Street Safe because the bones of 11 people, 9 women and 2 teen girls, were found on the West Mesa. Police said they were targeted because they did sex work. Today, women pull shirts and pants out of the bins, hold them up to the light, and look them over.
What'd you find?
A sweater.
Once they've got their stuff, the women can also talk with the volunteers about their week and if they've been attacked or assaulted, what that person looks like, what kind of car they drive. That info goes into what's called the bad guy list, and it's handed out to people here. The list is a public safety tool by and for people who don't feel safe talking to police. Here's Lena again.
They made you feel kind of like guilty for whatever happened to you. They made you feel bad for whatever happened to you. Like, you were wrong for being there at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing, you know?
And so does that prevent you from wanting to go again?
Yes, and I know a lot of people who just deal with things. There's a lot of stories out there where people aren't going to the police because of the way they treat victims.
But in a world where they come to her looking for info about assailants, it would be a different story, she says, because she's sick of violence and she's lost too much. Lena says she's not a sex worker, but she keeps her friends who are updated about additions to the list. This wasn't always Lena's life. She used to go to college, she says, just down the street, really, from where we're standing.
You know, I'm used to being a wife and a stay-at-home mom, and I was also a full-time student at C&M, so that's what I'm used to. That's what I like doing, and that's what I'm trying to get back to.
Someone needed to notice when women who live on the street or do sex work go missing, Christine Barber says, and that's why she co-founded Street Safe. But it's not just about noticing people, she says, it's about making folks feel seen.
It really is more about kind of just going up to the woman being like, hey, it's good to see you again this week.
Here in this parking lot, Barber says, women have shared their stories of assault at least 1,500 times. Some women died.
We, in the middle of this parking lot, it's a very unforgiving parking lot. We have memorial services and we mourn them and we come back the next week.
After 10 years doing this work, Barber just got a call this month from Police Sergeant Amanda Wild wanting to talk about fixing this broken system and broken trust.
I've already taken a rape report tonight here at Outreach, and just to have the hope that in the future, when I have to do that, we might have a path for her to report and to get medical attention, and then a way that she's not going to get arrested, but get him arrested.
The news of APD's efforts floored Barber because she says she's met compassionate officers here and there, but the department itself has always seemed immovable.
That is just, I can't even tell you. It is really different. It is a very different day.
Sergeant Wild is heading up a special team of allies, advocates, and law enforcement.
The whole hope is to try to build that bridge of understanding, respect, communication, and to re-engage these victims so we can prevent any additional serial rapists.
And Barber says that might make those last 10 years out in that parking lot all worth it. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Three detectives are still working a combined 40 hours each week to solve the murders of 9 women and 2 teen girls whose remains were discovered on Albuquerque's West Mesa in 2009. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco spoke with Lieutenant Scott Norris, who took over the violent crime section of the Albuquerque Police Department about a month ago and is now overseeing the investigation.
I've been force-fed. with a fire hose with regard to this, just because of the gravity of the case, how important it is to the community. I mean, we still get over 1,000 tips a year that we still have to track down. We still have to exercise a process of elimination with some of those tips that we have. And there's a lot that goes into it. So there is a perception out there that this is a cold case. This is an active case. It's been a very, very long active case, but it's never been cold. So in other words, the investigation has never stopped, right? Been put on the shelf and resumed at a later date. It's been continuous since it happened.
There's still concern that police don't take crimes against people who do sex work seriously enough, or that police don't look into it when people go missing or treat their reports of sexual assault respectfully, and that feeds into this problem overall. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I can understand how maybe that perception has kind of perpetuated itself. But we have an initiative going on right now that is actually just the opposite of that. And we're looking at this initiative as almost kind of a preventative measure to prevent something like 118th Street from happening again. It's called the High Risk Victim Multidisciplinary Team. This is geared towards individuals, sex workers, individuals who may live a lifestyle that puts them at risk, to try and prevent these things from happening to them.
Family members are frustrated that no one's been found and charged for this, and they're looking for closure. Do you have any words for them?
Just, you know, please have faith in the Albuquerque Police Department. This case will come to fruition. We will find somebody. And also, too, is one of the obstacles that we have to deal with at times is people giving us new information because they're under the assumption that we already know. And that's not necessarily the case. No piece of information is insignificant. They may have the mindset, they're not going to care about something like that. That has nothing to do with the case, or it's nothing of importance. That's not true. The littlest thing can break a case wide open. So I would just urge the community, anybody who thinks that they have any type of information on this, it's not insignificant. Don't make the assumption that we already know, because we get our information from the community. That's where we get all of our information from. You know, the community helps us solve crimes like this. We can't do it on our own. And that all goes into community-oriented policing that we engage in every day. It's community policing the community policing us policing the community.
Do you still believe you can find the killer?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Like I said, I'm very optimistic. The problem is when you have so many victims, and we still have six that are missing, we still have yet to recover six individuals who we believe to be victims of this person. With the recovery of those six missing bodies, which I'm optimistic will happen, is going to come new evidence, and is going to come new information that we have to vet, that we have to source, that we have to process, and then we have to put into the existing investigation and connect all the dots. And so progress is being made every day. It may not necessarily be as fast as we want, but you can't really rush through things like this. You kind of have to let the investigation develop on its own with nudges, but you can't rush it.
Could something like this happen again in Albuquerque? And what is APD doing to prevent that?
Well, I don't ever want to rule out the possibility and give anybody false security that this will never happen again. I can't predict that. I'm not a predictor of the future. What I can try to do is try to prevent these things from happening. And what the department can do is try to prevent these things from happening. That is a big reason for this initiative. It's being able to recognize these things and going, okay, listen, what is it that we can do to try and help particular individuals out and offer them resources and other things to try and minimize or mitigate a circumstance that they may find themselves in similar to this one.
That was Albuquerque Police Lieutenant Scott Norris talking with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. APD's tip line is 505-768-2450. This is KUNM.
This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. There are headlines around the country about officers abusing their power, coercing, assaulting, or trafficking sex workers. Not being able to trust police enough to report violent experiences is part of what makes people especially vulnerable to serial killers and rapists. As KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports, now, 10 years after a mass grave was discovered on the West Mesa, the Albuquerque Police Department is trying to rebuild trust and stop that from happening again. And a quick warning, this story, though not explicit, does mention sexual violence.
Police put out a call in late January for information about a guy named Timothy Bachicha, saying he'd been picking women up off the street, holding them hostage in his van, and raping them. Sergeant Amanda Wild knows that sex workers in Albuquerque often don't feel safe reaching out to police, even when they're badly injured.
So we want to say, hey, look, you're not alone. Regardless of what classification or population you are, the Albuquerque Police Department believes, and we want to be there for the victim.
People I interviewed for this story said when they reported crimes to police in the past, they were the ones who wound up being arrested for prostitution, or they were treated like it was their own fault. But Wild says she's only looking for information on assailants so she can catch them. She's been with the Sex Crimes Unit at APD for 7 years and says this communication breakdown is a public safety issue. Uncaught predators often become more and more violent over time.
That's the one thing that we want to prevent. If we can get somebody apprehended early on, then we may not end up with a homicide.
A 2014 FBI study of what the Bureau calls serial prostitute killers shows that almost all people who commit this crime, 92%, were arrested by police for something else before their final arrest and conviction for multiple murders. Earlier this month, Wild called the first meeting of a new interdisciplinary team that includes advocates who work with vulnerable people who don't trust police. APD's goal is to get information out to people who are at the highest risk of experiencing violence and build trust so people might choose to report crimes.
We're hoping that we can increase proper reporting. If we know where a perpetrator is frequenting, we can try to assist with our undercover officers in those areas, which is one of the ways that we were able to apprehend Timothy Bachicha.
Bachicha, the guy who police say held women in his van, is in prison today. He was indicted on charges of kidnapping, rape, and battery. Police are still looking for more info. Christine Barber sits in a former hair salon on East Central that will soon be home base for her organization, Street Safe. She's not a law enforcement official, but she's pretty much been doing what Sergeant Wild's talking about for a decade now, working closely with sex workers and women experiencing homelessness. Barber started her work in the wake of the discovery of the mass grave on the West Mesa 10 years ago this month. Ever since then, she's put out a weekly list, keeping track of who's dangerous and who's disappeared.
When the next West Mesa serial killer happens, because there will be another serial killer targeting this population, they can just go look at that list because he'll be on it, because that's how they get started.
Barber was thrilled to learn about APD's new team after all these years, but says there's still a ways to go to rebuild trust. Four women told her they were attacked by Bachicha and they won't talk to police.
There are serial rapists still out there preying on the women every day who believe, like the West Mesa serial killer did, that these are throwaway people, that no one actually cares about them, and they can do what they want to them because they don't matter.
These guys, Barber says, are your neighbor, your boss. They're here in town, leading normal-seeming lives. Survivors, for instance, reported seeing a baby seat in the front of Bachicha's van.
I mean, they start up as the nicest person, and in the blink of an eye, their whole personality, their whole demeanor, everything changes.
Vicious says she's been on the streets for 14 years. She doesn't want to use her real name for safety reasons, but she's got a recommendation for officers on this new APD team.
Just ask people, make them feel safe, make them feel like they're not going to be at fault. I mean, people skills. I think they need better people skills.
She says knowing that police protect some people and not others is hard on her.
It doesn't make me feel like a person. You know, that's just it.
And knowing that whoever dug those graves on the West Mesa is still out there, she says, haunts her all the time. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This is the second part in a series. Find it online at KUNM.org.